The old male smiled weakly and managed a nod.
Aye, 'tis so, sister. Our duty is done now. We go to the dark forest. Lord Boar will have a great feast prepared in our honour.
Sunflash pressed Starbuck's paw gently.
Tell me about my grandsire, he said.
Starbuck gazed at his small withered paw, almost lost in the badger's massive one.
What is there to tell, sire? Boar was a mighty fighter. None could stand against him when the blood wrath took him. He was a true badger lord, and so are you. I see it in your eyes, feel it in your paw. You will be a mighty warrior, even greater and more fearsome than you are now, eh, Breeze?
The old female tightened her hold on Sunflash's paw.
Aye, that is true. But you will fare better than Lord Boar, because you love young ones and babes. I know this. The young will always befriend and admire you. Boar was a lonely creature. The only babe he ever spoke of was your mother, Bella. She was his babe. But all the young ones of the earth belong to you in friendship. Be good to them.
Sunflash and Sundew stayed with Starbuck and Breeze until they fell asleep. Then they left the room quietly and went down to the kitchens. Sunflash felt two things: hunger and the need to cheer up after his long sojourn in the secret chamber and the saddening experience of sitting with two old creatures whose seasons had run out. The cooks looked up from their steaming pots and bubbling concoctions as Sunflash entered. They bowed briefly, and the head cook, a fat, bad-tempered bachelor here, inquired,
"Do you require food, sire? I will cook your meal myself."
Sunflash lifted the lid of a pot and sniffed its contents, saying,
Porridge again. Don't we ever have anything more exciting?
Clang! The head cook slammed his ladle down on a pan lid.
Sire, you are in my domain now, the kitchens. You are also in my way. Kindly take yourself off somewhere.
All work in the kitchen stopped. The younger hares, who were minor cooks and helpers, held their breath momentarily. The head cook was something of a tyrant, and they wanted to see how the new badger lord fared against him. Sunflash could have cowed the head cook with a single glance, but the badger never used bullying tactics. Instead, he began peeling a big russet apple, smiling at his opponent.
"What do you put in your porridge, friend?"
he asked.
"Salt, oats and water. What else would you put in porridge, eh?"
the cook replied snappishly.